local artist, you know. We got a local artist that's number one on the bluegrass charts.
Absolutely.
Right now.
And
that's
just keep the climb.
Hammertown, yeah.
I mean, every year.
They're number one on the bluegrass charts with Hillbilly Heroes.
Yeah, so you look there.
And they just keep climbing, you know. I saw Dave post last night on Facebook that they're doing some new pictures, you know. And I said, well, you're going to make somebody quit in the band, you get a new picture.
That's true.
Now, do you want to send this out to anybody,
Jim? I want to send this one out to Jason Stewart. That he just sent me a text, want me to send one out. And
okay.
The lady is Dolly Ferguson Pennington. Okay. And that is Chris Ferguson's mother,
yeah,
and his daughter that's singing here.
Well, let's listen to
so
it.
So
right
we want
now.
To send this out to Jason Stewart, and the name of the song is I Just Want to Thank You, Lord.
All right, here you go.
I just want to thank you, Lord, for every time you heard me pray. I just want to thank you for always being there. When I was so could afford. He's made the good times outnumber the bad. Been the best friend I've ever had. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank
just want to thank you, Lord. your divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace of mind, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms.
That's them Grassley Graskles.
A Grassle. That's a good song.
Linda likes them so much. She named her dog Grassle.
Yeah.
And what about that?
You better watch how loud you say that or it might go to park.
Shane, he's cooking, fits the rest of Shane.
Jim, let's talk about a good buddy down at Rich Auto Sales at 503 Broadway. Right here in Mayfair's. Jerry Brown.
It is. I sing a little. I guess scooters you call them.
Up oh, man. They've got 40 to 50 cars, trucks, and SUVs over there, ranging from anywhere in miles.
The whole gang's coming for supper tonight.
You know, Jim,
Taylor's and the darlings
miles
and the
deputy
fight. The chicken and nuggets.
I've got 200 and 12,000 miles on my car.
Mayfair's
finest. But go down and meet the staff. Bruce run down there. Sometimes we catch him over at 7:30. They're locally owned. They can do financing on the spot, Jim, and they can do warranties up to 4 years. And if you can't get there during regular business hours, you can give them a call, and they'll make an appointment to see you afterwards. But here's some cars and trucks they've got over there that'll suit your need. They've got a 2000 Toyota Tacoma over there, Jim, for $59.95. They got an Explorer over there for $62.50. That's a 2006 model.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a 2007 Nissan over there, Sport Utility. Listen to this, 2007 Sport Utility, $8,600.
You can beat that.
Have you seen that little smart car over there?
I've seen one. They all look pretty smart.
They've got a 2012 smart car over there. It looks like you picked that up and carried home on your back. And it's white, automatic five-speed. Listen to this. Only $54.95. Yeah, you can't be. And that's just some of the cars. Well, let me mention one more. They got a 2014 Ford Escape over there. SE. 2014. Only $11,850. And I'll mention one more. 2011 Camry. Now, I told you I had all those miles
on
mine.
That's right.
This thing is a 2011 Camry V6 LE, and you can get that thing for $98.88.
That's 2011. That's a good deal.
You can't beat them over there at Ritz Auto. Give them a call. Tell me and Jim was talking about them here on the Electric Radio.
That's true.
And they'll take care of you. They sure will.
Absolutely, Dave.
They sure will. And I want to talk about my good friends at Fannin's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric, located down here on Main Street in Paintsville. They're your one-stop store down there at Fannin's. Heat's coming, buddy.
It's already here. It's been here for about a week now.
Shoo!
So you better get them units checked out before they start breaking down on you.
You know, it never pays to wait too long.
Absolutely. It does not.
You know, they've been in business for a long, long time. They've sponsored us for 34 years.
It's a long time.
So they also carry the good American standard products down there at Fannin's. And they're just hard to clean after down there at Fannin's. They're locally owned. They're insured, we told you. And they're open at 7:30 in the morning. That's a beautiful thing, isn't it? And they specialize in the good American standard products down there, too, Jim, with a 5-year warranty. That means anything goes wrong with that unit in 5 years, they can take care of it for you. Let's hear a good word from our friends. I'm talking real slow because I don't want to upset our producer today. Fannin's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric.
Rely on Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home. Are you looking for a reliable system to keep you cool during the warm days right on up to the hottest, muggy periods? Then trust Fannin's on Main Street in Paintsville. Let American Standard products match your exact needs and specifications, and it's all backed by the years of know-how you only get from Fannin's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Paintsville, your American Standard dealer. Also, check our financing program, and Fannin's always gives free estimates. Call today at 789-3696.
And also, you can get me and lovely Jim on Facebook right now.
We're on Facebook as of right now.
Go to my Facebook page, David Bowling, on Facebook, and you can see us on Facebook, and you can comment and send us comments in, and we'll tell you what we think of your comments.
Just don't tune us out.
Don't tune us out. That's the big thing. All right, do we have anything to play?
Yeah, let's try. Let's see. Number 12 on that to the Dolly and Faith. It's a Miracle on Me.
All right. Good song that first one was.
It absolutely
sure
was.
All right.
To be there when the Savior spoke a great command, and you witness in the wonder of His wonder-working hands. No miracle has touched my eyes to call. There's a miracle in me.
by the smallest mustard seed. Our mountains will be mastered by the master of our needs. When we have a childlike trust, he said he'd do the greatest thing, to heal the sick and to raise the dead and be a miracle.
That is a song that's sung by Dolly and Faith. And Dolly, her name is Dolly Ferguson Pennington. That's her granddaughter, which is Chris Ferguson's daughter. They've done a real job singing.
Now, you're having to behave, Jim, because we're on Facebook.
We're on Facebook Day.
So, David Bowling, you can tune us in on Facebook, live on Facebook. So, Jim's actually having to behave, isn't he?
I'm having to act right today.
So what do you want to send this out to somebody?
I want to send this out. I got to meet some of my cousins out there at church a while ago, and they're heading back home, some going to Ohio and some to Florida.
Yeah.
But we've got a Bill Monroe we want to send out to them, and I want to send it out to Joanne, Mary, Anna Lee, Beulah May, and Pee Wee Jane.
Yeah.
Marilyn Castle and my Aunt Susie Edwards and my brother Brad and Jennifer that's traveling, coming back home from vacation.
There you go.
So right here's a good Bill Monroe.
No,
this or Ralph Stanley.
Ralph Stanley.
Ralph
you
Stanley.
Said Bill Monroe.
Sorry about that. You
now
talking about
at least you know who Uncle Penn is now.
I know who Uncle Penn is.
When he didn't know who Uncle Penn was last week, I about kicked you off my show, buddy.
I'd forgot.
Don't know who Uncle Penn is. Thought it was Ricky Skagg. You all be ashamed of yourself.
I've got the old times.
Here you go.
Savior's side, over in the glory land. Just hover over in the glory land. I'll join the happy angel band, over in the glory land. Just hover over in the glory land. There with the mighty host I'll stand, over in the glory land. Over in the glory land, and with kindred dear there forever I'll be. Over in the glory land, just over in the glory land. I'll join the happy angel band. Over in the glory land, just over in the glory land. There with the mighty host I'll stand. Over in the glory land. Over in the glory land.
God's praise and His glory share.
Over in the glory land,
just over
in the glory land,
I'll join you,
join the happy angel band. Over in the glory land,
just
over in the glory land,
there with you,
the mighty host I stand. Over in the glory land.
That's a good one right there from
absolutely
Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys. Well, we're going to give away a Tommy Webb CD. And if you can tell me, we're going to play some. Yeah, that's yours. I know. I got more at home.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, you tell us. We're going to play Uncle Pen by Ricky Skaggs. You be the fifth caller to tell us who Uncle Pen was. And we'll give you Tommy Webb CD. So, cost is 7890318, and you can pick you up a CD. All right? Here we go.
Caller 5.
Ready to go. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, Uncle Pen played a fiddle, Lord, how it rang. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Sing. I'll never forget that mournful day when Uncle Pen was called away. He hung up his fiddle and he hung up his bow, and he knew it was time for him to go. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, where Uncle Pen played a fiddle, Lord, how it rang. You'd hear it talk, you'd hear it sing.
Oh, that was Ricky Skaggs, and we had a winner.
We had a winner.
And what's the answer, Jim? Who was Uncle Pen?
That was Ralph's.
What?
I'm trying to listen to you and Linda. Uncle Pen, was it Ralph's uncle or Bill Monroe's? I know it's one of the two.
How long will it take you to get in here, Dave Carroll? We're going to fire this guy. That was Bill Monroe's
Rose.
Uncle.
That's what I said.
You know, Uncle Pen.
Uncle Pen.
You said Ralph Stanley.
Well, Linda was talking about Ralph, and then you were talking about Bill Monroe.
We're all
confused. They're both good singers. I mean, they're great singers. And you can't say, you know, mention one without mentioning another one in a conversation.
You know, he missed a good chance of being a politician, didn't he?
Oh. Well, the winner is Kathy Fletcher.
Congratulations, Kathy. You've won you a CD.
A Tommy Webb CD.
Absolutely. So, hey, it was my night to cook the other night.
I bet that was a good meal going on.
Oh, French fries from McDonald's.
Oh, hey, that's a good place to eat.
And what's your new favorite down there?
Well, about all of them still.
Yeah?
Good favorites. That's where I took when I cooked the night of the graduation, I took Teresa to McDonald's. What time was you there?
I don't know. It wasn't Friday night. It wasn't my night to cook. Oh, okay. It was through the week.
Okay.
They've got some of the best French fries.
Well, they do.
Had no doubt the best coffee and the best staff you've ever ran across. Mm-hmm. Scandalous. Scandalous. He didn't know who Uncle Finn was, Dave. What am I supposed to say to that?
Bill Monroe?
You said it was Ralph Stanley.
Well, Ralph and Bill cousins.
Let's hear a good word from McDonald's. We'll be right back.
McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu has breakfast, which means you can get the sausage burrito for $1, a sausage McGriddles for $2, and the sausage McMuffin with egg for $3. Or, as Jill likes to call it, the
I burnt the toast, set off the smoke detector, and filled the apartment with smoke meal.
More like the I can't believe you did that again meal.
Build whatever breakfast you want with McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Thirteen locations throughout Eastern Kentucky to serve you better.
And they serve the communities.
Got a nice note from Bob, and you said you did too.
I did too.
He's a dear friend of ours, and they go out of their way to serve each community that they're in, Jim. So.
Absolutely.
So you can't beat them, our dear friends at McDonald's. How about Dooley from the Grascals? We like that one.
Swan, I'll pay you back someday.
Revenues came for him, slipping through the woods. Dooley kept behind them all and never lost his goods. Dooley was a trader, when into town he'd come. Sugar by the bushel and molasses by the ton. Dooley,
slipping up the holler.
Dooley,
try to make a dollar.
Dooley,
give me a swan, I'll pay you back someday.
Now Dooley's on the mountain and he lies there all alone. They put a jug beside him in a barrel for a stone. Dooley,
slipping up the holler.
Dooley,
try to make a dollar.
Dooley,
give me a swan, I'll pay you back someday.
Oh, Dooley,
slipping up the holler.
Dooley,
try to make a dollar.
Dooley,
give me a swan, I'll pay you back someday.
I can remember that song on Andy Griffith.
That was a big one on the Andy Griffith
Absolutely,
show, wasn't it?
Buddy.
That was a big one.
A good one, too.
Yeah. So what do you want to talk about now?
Well, I guess we need probably to know about Phillips Hardware out there.
You want to talk about them? What do you want to say about them?
I'll tell you what. Right now, it's the time of year for gardening's going on. They've got anything you need out there. Seed, fertilizer.
I'll tell you what, those e-mowers.
E-mowers.
Man.
You see a lot of them out there,
you
people.
You have
using.
That. And you'll never buy another lawnmower.
Absolutely not.
You know. And they are your hardware headquarters.
Yes.
Jim, anything, you know, the nice thing about Phillips Eaton Hardware is, you got a phone call, Linda, is that they know.
He knows everything he's got in that store.
Yeah. And he's constantly expanding.
Okay. Absolutely.
He has, expanded his small engine repair to the point he's hired a mechanic in there.
Absolutely.
That's how busy it's gotten. And tell him about some of those Echoes he's got.
Well, they've got the chainsaw, they got the weed eaters, they got the leaf blowers, and uh-huh. they've got all the safety equipment. I know with the chainsaw, they recommend one of them chaps in case yeah. you get.
And the nice thing about those Echoes, Jim, they're real lightweight.
Absolutely.
And they've got a lot of torque on them. So.
And they've got they last a long time too, Dave.
Oh man. And they're, you know, you said you had your wife out mowing right now. So how do you get that done, by the way?
I don't know.
How does that work out?
I told her I was going to get her an air conditioner for the lawnmower.
Did you really? Cabin in and everything? But anything you need if you're, the fishing hole.
That's
now's a good time
right now.
To fish. Oh my goodness.
They've got all kinds of line bait, artificial bait, and all the artificial tackle they have out there is from Bass Pro.
Yeah. He's got one of the best, bait shops and fishing hole in Johnson County.
Absolutely.
Or Eastern Kentucky as far as that goes. He's got all your live bait. He sells, life preservers. He sells fishing license. He sells marine batteries. Also out at Phillips, they've got anything you need from blacktop sealant to, just anything. U-Haul rentals, drainage pipe. We've been getting a lot of rain lately.
Sure have.
He can take care of that. Paint. We don't mention paint a lot of time.
That's true. And another thing, you see a lot of campers on the road. He's got stuff out there for campers.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm a regular out there for that. I'm telling you. He's got anything you need for your RV or your pool camper.
That's true.
And, he's a camper owner, so he knows, what to do and what
he knows
is
what
needed.
You need to make your camping trip pleasant.
Yeah. Tammy, I know I keep getting interrupted. You got Duber heads here trying to figure this out. So.
It's hard to talk and walk at the same time.
Yeah, we can't do that very good. But anyway, that's our good friend at Phillips Heat and Hardware. You can phone them at 297-3456. And you know something we have not mentioned in a really long time is the Liar's Bench out of Phillips and the Checkerboard. I will mention they got a new coffee pot out there. And I wish to goodness I could remember what we talked about, Philip, and his cape.
His cape.
We called him Echo Man.
He's supposed to dress up.
Yeah, yeah. But any type of hardware you need, go out and see our good friend at Phillips Heat and Hardware, located on the Paintsville Lake Road. It's time for the Highland Church announcements. And, Jim, we have got a men's breakfast this coming Saturday.
Yes.
Next Saturday at 7:30 in the morning.
7:30, that's May the 26th.
And, our brother Brian DeWire is going to be speaking at it.
That's a good message.
Good breakfast, good fellowship. Come out and be with us. And we got some birthdays this coming week. Mm-hmm. On the 22nd is Jerry Scott. On the 25th is my dear friend Kim Taylor. And the 26th is William Miller. And on the 22nd also is Andrew and Amanda Oxer's anniversary. Poor Amanda.
She's still with him.
I can't believe it. You know, putting up with that boy.
All them years,
you know. And, you know, he's getting old.
He is. I've noticed that.
So what are you going to do? But anyway, that's our Highland Church announcements. Come be with us. And we honored our seniors today, too. Abby Oxer's graduating this Friday. Mm-hmm. Leah Blair's already graduated. Skybug Collins, as I call her.
She's already graduated.
She's graduated. Paige Webb will be graduating this Friday. Mm-hmm. And Sauna Williams. Now, which school does she go to?
I don't know. That's a good question.
But she's graduating. So.
Yes. Either has or going to be.
Exactly right. Well, we better hear a good word from Jones Preston. If that's all right with you, boss, and we'll be right back.
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our descendant protection plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Home, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands. On Sundays here on WSIP, the Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
All right, that's our good friends at Jones Preston, located on the Starfire Hill. They've been with us for 30 years. Can you believe that, Linda? You're not even 30 years old, honey. So you weren't even born when we took them on. You wish. But they've got a wonderful facility up there, James Andrew and his fine staff up there at Jones Preston. They've kept their facilities up through the years, and they can handle any type of funeral from large to small to military relocation, just anything you need, Jim.
Absolutely.
And he's won Best Between the Lakes. I was reading in the paper yesterday that it's time to vote on that, and they've continually won for years up there at Jones Preston. So go see our good friends at Jones Preston, carrying on the tradition at the Jones Preston Funeral Home here in Paintsville. Well, Sherry has been under the weather.
She is.
And she had heart surgery. And she was supposed to come in today and talk about the Ralph Stanley Festival next week. And but she wasn't, but she's a trooper, Jim, and even after surgery, she's willing to talk to us on the phone about
she's
it. Sherry,
a big fan.
How are you today?
I'm doing better, but I'm just recuperating from the surgery, but got to get ready for the Memorial Day weekend coming up for Ralph Stanley's 48th annual.
48th annual.
But 48th annual.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, tell us what's going on up there at Smith
okay,
Ridge.
Well, okay, of course, it's on May the 24th, 25th, and 26th this year. And I'll tell you some of the lineups. On Thursday the 24th, it's going to be Dean Osborne, Christy Stanley, and, of course, Ralph Stanley II, Joe Mullins, and the Radio Ramblers.
Oh, we like Joe up here.
Yeah. And on the Friday, May the 25th, it's going to be Kevin Prater Band, which is local around here.
Yeah, that's Waldo.
Yeah, and Remington Rye, Dave Agins, and Russell Moore, and Third Time Out.
Oh, Third Time Out's going to be up there?
Yes, and then, of course, Ralph Stanley II and the Clinch Mountain Boys are going to be playing two shows on Friday.
Wow.
And, of course, that opens at 12 on Friday, and on Thursday opens at 4. You know, that's when they mm-hmm. started on Okay, on Saturday, they're going to have Turning Ground, which is our local.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Gary Brewer and the Kentucky Ramblers.
Yep.
And Larry Gillis and Swampgrass.
Larry Sparks.
And Larry Sparks on Saturday. And, of course, the gates open at 12 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah.
Now, of course, Ralph Stanley II took over the festival because his dad wanted him to do it, and he's
right.
been doing it around 5 years or more now.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah, then he's put in new facilities of showers and... you know, bathrooms and all that.
Right.
And there's a good camping ground, you know, and there's a like a top over the main, you know, the whole thing for people to get under in case it rains.
Right, right.
So, but he's doing a great job of it, and
oh.
I think we all should come out and, you know, support him, you know, keep this open as long as a person can, that's for sure.
They always get a big old crowd up
they
there for
do,
the
yeah.
Memorial Day Festival, and I'm sure it'll be another big one this year. Get up there early, and I know if you're an early camper.
Yeah, the good camper grounds, yeah. It's
you can go
cheap,
up earlier in the
yeah.
week, too, can't you?
Yeah, and, you know, the camping's cheap, you know, all
oh,
the
yeah.
time, too. You know, he didn't make it hard on, you know, anybody, especially this day and time, what you might say.
Yeah.
But now, if you want to try to contact him, I'll give you some numbers, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay, it's 1-276-395-2062, or... 1-606 I lost my thought though for a minute. 859-940-9452.
All right. And the festival runs Thursday? Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, May the 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Well, that'll be a great time up there, won't it?
Yeah, it will be. I always say it's my home away from home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but if everybody can, it's all be together and have us a good time up there on the hill.
Oh, we definitely will.
Dr. Ralph Stein's 48th Annual Bluegrass Festival.
All righty. We're gonna get it on here some more, and Sherry, you take care of yourself.
Yeah, okay. You all, too, and thank you all for letting me call in, you and Jim both.
Okay.
I love you guys. Take care.
You take care of yourself. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we're going to play a cut for our producer here, Waiting for the Sun to Shine by Mr. Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder.
Is here? You're kidding. He's here? Okay, send him in. Hey, Uncle Penn. How's everybody at home?
I heard he was bad, boy.
Huh?
But I didn't know you'd think to this.
Well, this is pretty good.
And son, you're getting way above your race. That's what's going on. And it's a sad sight.
Well, Uncle Penn, I'll show you.
Thank you. flicker shining up through my shoes. Underneath I'm just a cotton picker picking out a mess of blues. Show me where I start, find a horse and cart. I'm just a country boy, country boy at heart. I may look like a bank teller pushing banks in a file, but I'd rather be a hog caller chewing cud on the side. Show me where I start, find a horse and cart. I'm just a country boy, country boy at heart. Shining up through the shoes. Underneath I'm just a cotton picker picking out a mess of blue. Show me where I start, find a horse and cart. I'm just a country boy, country boy at heart.
What do you think, Uncle Penn?
I guess you're still a country boy.
That's Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder.
That's a good song.
Well, Jim, if I say 789-1111, what do you think of?
I'm thinking of Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher.
Osborne,
O'Brien,
and Butcher.
A law firm right here in Paintsville, Kentucky.
212 Court Street right down here.
Right here in Paintsville.
That's a good friend, Brett Butcher.
It is.
And the staff down there. You know, I went down there about a month ago, and I didn't realize what a friendly staff they've got up front. And that's important. Who greets you at the door?
Absolutely.
It's got one of the finest staffs down there, Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher. And if you need a lawyer, they're the people to go see. Stop in and get a consultation with them, because at some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney.
You would definitely.
And they can help you out at Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher. They give back to the communities they live in here in Johnson County. I know they support the school systems very strongly. And Brett is a hometown boy.
He sure is.
He was real good friends with George. But he'll come out and talk to you. He'll just talk our language to you. He really will. So go see our good friend Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher, 789-1111. And our good friends at Conley Tire. If you need a tire, Conley's got the tire for you. They've been in business forever out there on the Paintsville Lake Road, right across from Phillips Heaton Hardware. They got any kind of tire for any budget out there at Conley Tire. They got this latest state-of-the-art front-end alignment out there, Jim.
They sure
do. They do brake work out there. Just anything you need. They carry the good Interstate batteries. They got financing available. Home of the $25 synthetic oil change, too, out there at Collin Tire. They got a lot of checkerboards out there, too.
And a nice place to sit.
Oh,
big
great
screen
waiting.
TV. Yeah. Waiting room's unbelievable.
Chris has been changing oil since he was 10 years old. We do want to keep Wallace in our prayers.
Absolutely.
Wallace is a tough one. He's going to hang in there.
He's kind of under the weather right now, but we look for him to bounce back.
But we're praying for Wallace, too.
We sure are.
Boy, time gets away.
But it flies
by. It really
does. And their number's 297-2424.
You ought to know. You're in there all the time.
I'm in there.
Your work truck,
sure am. Keep them busy.
Start calling him Crash Craddock, Linda. That's our good friend. We want to thank you all for listening today. The kids are out on summer break,
as far
as I know.
They're out, so we want to watch them when you drive up these subdivisions and watch for kids playing just anywhere along the road.
And we hope they have a good summer.
Absolutely, and a safe one.
Exactly. Till we see you next week, we want to leave you with two things. Always smile. The sunshine's good for your teeth.
And always keep the Lord number one in your life.
And we'll try to get this Facebook worked out.
We'll get it worked out.
We'll see you next week. See you, Jim.
See
you,
Dave.
I thought that number one would surely be me. I thought I would be what I wanted to be. I thought I would build on life's sinking sand, but I can't without you holding my hand. I thought that I could do a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Thank you for tuning in to Bluegrass in the Highlands with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Always remember, the sun shines good for your teeth, and always, first and foremost, put the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. See us again next Sunday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Bluegrass in the Highlands.